Yeah, today is 15th of July 2017, and we have come back again to preach about the word of God. Because when God call you, you have to testify about Jesus Christ. You have to preach about him. That's why we are here. So today I have my reader here, my Bible reader. How are you, Camilla?
I am well. How are you?
By God's grace, I'm alive. Thank you very much for you are here today.
Yes, thank
Thank
you
you
for
very much.
having me.
How's your family doing?
Everybody's doing as well as expected. You know, we're doing pretty good. A few bumps in the road, but all is well. By God's grace.
We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We
Yes.
thank God. We thank God. Yeah, listeners, I know people are listening to us. This is the time we are about to preach about the Word of God. Yeah. I'm coming. I'm about to start right now. Yeah, before we start, we have to pray. Before, we have to give everything to the hands of God. Before, we preach. Let us bow ahead and yeah. Are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? Okay, all right. Oh Lord, thank you very much for this afternoon. We thank you very much because some people slept last night. They didn't wake up. They died.
Yes.
Some people were driving to go to their places where they want to go. They get accident and they die.
Yes.
So if God, we are alive, we give you thanks for what you have done for us. Lord, now we are going to preach about your word. Please don't let us use our own power or wisdom to preach.
Yes, Lord.
Come inside us. Speak through us.
Yes, Lord.
And anybody who will listen to what you are going to speak through us, let them listen in good faith so that they can learn something from it and change their lifestyle and take you, Jesus Christ, their personal savior, so that they can worship good, they can worship you.
Yes.
So that when you come in your second time, they won't be lost. So Lord, thank you very much. Give us energy and wisdom for us to preach. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, today's message is going to be interesting. As I always say, I don't hate anybody. I love everybody. The person who don't tell you about your sin, that person is a murderer. That person don't like you because why? He don't want you to go to heaven. Heaven is real. But since me, God has called me and I love you, I will make sure that I will tell everybody what God is telling me and everything in the Bible I have to say. I am not afraid of any man. But I love every man. I love everybody on this earth. But I am not afraid of a man. You see? Because God said, don't be afraid of a man who killed the body and the soul. I mean, who killed the body. But be afraid of the man who killed the body and the soul. It's only Jesus Christ who can kill the body and the soul. You see? Now, today's message, please have a pen and paper ready. Anything I'm going to say, just write it down. As I always say, write it down and after that, look to your Bible and make sure that what I am saying is true or is not true. Okay. Many people say you can drink alcohol. I'm going to preach this again. Many people say you can drink wine or alcohol. Now we are going to find out in the Bible and the mystery behind the Bible. And we are going to see if you drink alcohol, you will go to heaven or you are not going to heaven. Or if you are a Christian or you are not a Christian. Don't be mad at me. Because me, I tell the truth. Yes, I tell the truth. That's who I am. God has made me that way. He has sent me to tell whatever he tells me. So now we are going to look through the Bible. We are not going to keep law. Please, Camilla, take me to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 8 to 10.
And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
Very good. I think everybody hear what my Bible reader said. You know, before I come to this, you know, at first, God was living in human being. That is why God was in what? Human being, Adam time. But when Adam sinned, God left in the Garden of Eden. God left there. And Adam became, you know, sinner. Because, I mean, when they sinned, God told them that now you spend only one day, which is 1,000 years. You see? Because at first, when God was living in them, they were going to live forever. But since they sinned, God left in the Garden of Eden, God left there, and God didn't live in human being again. So he tell them that they won't live longer no more. They won't live long. But they're going to spend one day in God's sight and 1,000 years to us. You see? So since up to now, since Abraham and Adam time up to now, nobody have crossed even 970 years. It's only Methuselah who get 969. You see? Since then, God left. And God was not living in human being no more. So God was living in the tent. You know, when God gave the Ten Commandments with what? Moses. You see? Like, at first, God was living in the tent. He put the Ten Commandments or the covenant box in a tent. That's where the Levites was living. And that's why, you know, God was living there. So the Levites were there always, you know, doing what God would, I mean, ask them to do. They were the priests at that time. So God told Aaron that, Aaron, anytime you come to the presence of me, don't drink wine or alcohol. If you drink, I will kill you. Because God is holy. And he don't want them to drink alcohol too. And come there. Because when they drink alcohol, God said they are not holy. When you read there, you will see. So when God was living in the tent, he don't allow anybody to come there with alcohol or drink alcohol or wine. No. But I think since Adam sinned, up to, not I think, you know, when Adam sinned, up to when John the Baptist or Jesus came, all of them were sinners. They are all under first Adam. They are all sinners. So, they do whatever they want. That's why they were drinking that time. But I believe that they can drink outside, but they can't drink and come to the presence of God in the tent because he is holy and he is there. That is why he warned Aaron, don't drink and come there. You see, since they were sinners, Solomon drank, I mean Noah also drank, two daughters, you know, let their daddy drank. You know, that time they were sinners. So they do whatever they want. So when God told Aaron, Aaron, when you are coming to the presence of me, don't drink alcohol or wine. If you drink alcohol or wine and you come to me, I will kill you. And he said what? He's going to, read it again.
Do not drink wine nor strong drink.
Do not drink wine or strong drink.
Thou nor thy sons with thee when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation.
When you go to the tabernacle of the congregation, where God is living,
Lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation.
Throughout the generation, including everybody.
And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
And stop there. Did you hear? That would distinguish between holy and unholy. You see? So, now, at that time, God was living in the tent. And he don't want you to drink and come there. Right? We are going to see something here. Now, we are going to find out where God is living right now. We are going to find out where God is living right now. Okay? Okay. Now, please. We are going to see if God is still living in the tent again. We are going to see. You know, I felt when God was living in the tent, later, Solomon also built God temple for him. And God removed God, the tabernacle, which is God, from the tent to the one God, Solomon built. You see, at that time he was living in the tent and what is made of human hand. Now, we are going to find out if God is still living in a tent or a house or a church buried with human hand. We are going to find out. Please, take me to Acts. Acts chapter 7, verse 48.
Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet.
Thank you. Did you hear? God doesn't live in a tent no more. Anything built with human hand. Now at first God was living in the human, a tent made with human hand. Now God is not living there no more. Now we are going to find out where God is living right now. Where God is living right now. Please take me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
Verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?
Did you hear? Don't you know that your body is the temple of God? He lives in you. Go ahead.
Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Did you hear this? Now, at first, God was living in a tent and building human hand. Now, God said he don't live in the tent no more. Now, he is living in what? He is living me and you. Now, we are the one God is living. So now, Johnny Gordon, God is living in Johnny Gordon right now. At first, God was not living in me. He was living in the tent. But when he was living in the tent, he won Aaron. When you come to the presence of me with alcohol drinking, I will kill you. Now the same God is not there no more. Now God is in me and you. So if God is in me, if I drink alcohol, it means God is going to kill me. You see? Now God don't live in the tent no more. He is living in me. So if I drink alcohol, it means God is going to kill me. Because why? He won't. Me to be holy because he is holy. For he lives in me. He don't want alcohol. Or wine. Because when he was living in the tent, he warned them not to drink alcohol or wine. When they come there and drink alcohol, he will kill them. So now he's in me. So I can't drink alcohol. If I drink alcohol, God is going to destroy me. You see, when I drink alcohol, God is going to destroy me. He will leave. And I'll be empty pot. There's no spirit in me. I think you understand here. There's no Holy Spirit in me if I drink and he left. If I drink, he will warn me to stop. If I don't, he will leave. So this is what I want everybody to know. That your body is a temple of God. God is living in you right now. He don't live in the tent no more. So be very careful. Now, we are going to find something here. John chapter 4, verse 24.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Thank you. You see, it said God is spirit, and we have to worship God in what? Spirit and truth. How can you worship God in spirit if you don't have the spirit? You have to get the Holy Spirit in you so that you can pray honestly to God, so it can be holy and holy meet together. Holy and sinner can work. You see? Holy and sinner, it doesn't work. So you have to be holy before you can do what? Pray to God earnestly in truth and spirit. Now, we are going to find out if you drink alcohol, you can worship God in spirit. We are going to find out. Take me to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19.
Verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Did you hear? He said what? God said, don't fill your body with what? Alcohol. But fill your body with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he knows that when you fill your body with the Holy Spirit, you can pray honestly to him. Like the way he said in John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24 said, you worship God in spirit. So you have to get the spirit. He said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. He said, don't fill your body with what? Alcohol. But fill your body with the Holy Spirit. So when you fill your body with the Holy Spirit, so you can pray to God honestly. But if you don't choose the Holy Spirit and you choose the alcohol, it means you don't have the Holy Spirit in you. You have rejected the Holy Spirit and you have choose the alcohol in your body. It means when you pray, it doesn't go anywhere. I tell people, understand here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, let us know. Either you choose the Holy Spirit or you choose the alcohol. If you choose the alcohol, it means you can't pray to God in truth and spirit because you have decided to choose the alcohol. But if you choose the Holy Spirit, then you can come to the praying side and pray with God earnestly and pray to God, spirit, and truth. My brother, my sister, this is the time I have to tell you to. How many people on this earth can tell you the mystery I'm telling you? Many pastors are there. Since they don't have the Holy Spirit, they speak with their own power. If you speak with your own power, it's nothing. You have to obey God, do what God wants, for God to use his power on you. So you can speak in spirit. You can speak in boldness, because why? We are the heavy soldiers. You see? So please, let them be very careful and do what is right. You see? Let them be very careful and do what is right. I know many people are going to hate me. Please, if you hate me, I don't care. I love you. I love you, that is why. The heaven is real. And I want to tell you the truth. Because I love you, that's why I'm telling the truth. So you can stop drinking alcohol. So that you can pray to God earnestly. All the quotations I'm giving, write it down. If you don't understand something, call me. You can email me. You know, yeah, we are going to talk. I love everyone. I don't hate anybody. I love you. Yeah. Now, people, many people say, when they say, Jesus Christ even turned water into wine. Now, they are going to find out here. Everything Jesus did was mysteries. We are going to find out about the wine you guys are talking about. You see, when you read John chapter 2, John chapter 2, you will know that Jesus Christ went to a wedding feast. I want to talk a little bit. Jesus Christ went to a wedding feast with his disciples and his mama, Mary. So, when they get there, there were food in the wedding feast, but there was no wine or alcohol. So, Mary, Jesus' mama, told Jesus, he said, "Son, now we have food, but there is no wine for the people to drink." Jesus said, "What do I have to do with you? My time is not yet." You see? Then Jesus Christ told them to bring 6 pots in front of him. When you read John chapter 2, verse 1, come, you will hear all this thing. So they brought the 6 pot. The 6 pot was empty pot. You see, it was empty pot. So they filled the water inside the pot, the 6 pot. And Jesus turned the water into wine. Now we are going to explain what is that. That is the mysteries. We are going to read a little bit, then I will come and explain that. Please take me to John chapter 2. Yeah. Verse 1. Going.
And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
Yeah, go ahead.
And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, "They have no wine." Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." His mother saith unto the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, "Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, "Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now."
Don't worry, stop there. Thank you very much. You see, we are coming to talk about some mysteries here in the Bible. You know, he said what? Jesus told them to bring the 6 pot there. When the 6 pot came, it was empty pot. Do you know the meaning of the empty pot? From Adam to the time Jesus Christ came, it was 4,000 years. When you read, Genesis chapter 5, you will see what I'm talking about. From Adam to the time Jesus came, everybody was empty. Empty pot. There was no Holy Spirit in them. Nobody was having the Holy Spirit, because at that time God was not living in what? Human being at that time. He was living in a tent all the time. He was not living a human being. So everybody was empty that time. Now he was going to fill water inside the pot. That water is the Holy Spirit. Now you are going to find out here. That water is what? Holy Spirit. At that time, when the wedding started, they were having food and wine. But when Jesus Christ got there, there was no wine. You know the mystery behind it? When God came heaven and earth, at that time, God was in human being at that time. You see? So, once Adam sinned, God left. So, since God left from that time to that time, Jesus came, there was no Holy Spirit. There was no Holy Spirit human being. Now, at that time was food. Food was there. That food is the word of God. Because food was there from Adam up to the time Jesus came. But they were preaching. They were telling people about the laws of God. So the word was there. Because Jesus Christ is the word. You see, Jesus Christ is the word. So the word was there. Who is the food? Was there at that time. But there was no Holy Spirit. That is the meaning. So now, Jesus Christ is going to perform some wonders to show the whole world that now the Holy Spirit will come back again to come and live in human being. So that the water was the Holy Spirit. He was going to do some demonstrations for you to know that after him, Holy Spirit will come back to come and live in human being. So let's see this. The food I'm talking about. Take with Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Chapter 15, verse 16.
Thy words were found, and I did eat them.
The word was found, and I did eat them. Did you hear? Go ahead.
And the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation.
That's fine. Go back here. I want you to read that the first one again. Read it.
Verse 16. Thy words were found.
The word was found. Huh?
And I did eat.
And them. I did eat the food. That was the word. At that time, the word was there. God message was there. They were preaching about God. You see, that one is the food. Represent, you know, when they went to the wedding feast, food was there, but there was no Holy Spirit. You see, because at that time, from Adam to John the Baptist or Jesus Christ, there was food, who is the word of God, but there was no Holy Spirit. Now God is going to, you know, demonstrate how the Holy Spirit will come on people. You see, now you are going to find out the water. You are going to find out what is that. Take him to John. John chapter 7. Verse 37. John chapter 7, verse 37. Read 37.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Or we continue. Anybody who is thirsty, let him come to me and do what? And drink. Now listen, go ahead. Go.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said.
We continue. Those who will believe on me, as the scripture hath said.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Did you hear? That one, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, was what? Was the one. That's why I said, come, if you are thirsty, come to me. And I will give you plenty of what? Water to drink. That one, he said, those who are going to believe in Jesus Christ. You see, at that time, nobody was having the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus said, those who are going to believe in me, you are going to do what? Receive the what? You receive the Holy Spirit. Because what? The Holy Spirit was the water. Now, that Holy Spirit, that water is the Holy Spirit. Read it again. I love it. Read that one again.
Verse
37.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Living water. That's the water you're talking about. Go ahead.
But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive.
Very good. Those who believe on Jesus Christ, you're going to receive.
For the Holy Ghost was not yet given.
The Holy Ghost is not yet given. It means that at that time, there was no Holy Spirit in human being.
Amen.
Now, after Jesus goes, now the Holy Spirit is coming to fill in us. So that wine, that water, it was the wine into the Holy Spirit. Now let's see something here. Take me to Joel, chapter 2, verse 28. It was prophesied that, oh my God, the Holy Spirit, God is going to pour his Spirit on all flesh. Go ahead, let's see.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Hold on, we continue. Do you hear? The last day, God is going to pour his Spirit upon many people, right? And they are going to prophesy and do what? And dreams. Now listen here. Joel prophesied long time ago, before Jesus came. That is what he was talking about. Joel was talking about the Holy Spirit. God is going to give it to us the last day. You see, that is what Jesus was doing it in the wedding feast. Jesus was doing that one in the wedding feast. That when he go, after he's glorified and he go, he will send the Holy Spirit to people who will believe in him. So that water was not a wine. It was the Holy Spirit. Now let me tell you something. You know, Jesus told them to bring 6 pots. Why Jesus didn't tell them to bring 10 pots or 5 pots or 8 pots? But he said 6. Listen here. The 6 pots. Jesus, the 6 pot was empty. And Jesus filled that pot and became full. It was 6. The pot was 6, and he filled water in it. The water is the Holy Spirit. Now all the pot is full right now with Holy Spirit. God, Jesus himself, will add himself to the 6. Make it God's Spirit. God's Spirit is what? It's 7. Every spirit meant something one day. So after the 7 day, the last spirit, which is Jesus Christ himself, he said, rest. I will preach about that one later. Jesus Christ, the last one, he's the Spirit. God's Spirit is what? 7. Now let's read here. How you can find, tell you Revelation. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God.
Did you hear? It tells you God has 7 spirits. Even when God destroyed the world, Noah time, God said, I am not going to destroy people with water no more. And he draws his covenant. The rainbow is 7. You see, and God, his eye is seven. God's eye is seven. I'm going to prove to you. Take me to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10.
For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him.
Don't go there. You see, God have what? Seven what? Eye. So at that time, the cesspot, it was empty pot. It was then at that time, nobody was having Holy Spirit in there. So when Jesus spilled the water in it, all the pot became full. Because that is the Holy Spirit. So all the cesspot is full right now with Holy Spirit. And God, Jesus himself, added himself to it to make it seven. What is seven Spirit of God? So if your pastor tell you, Jesus Christ tell what I do, why? No, he don't know the Bible. And two, he don't have the mystery. He don't have God's Spirit to understand the mystery about Jesus and about the Word of God. That wine was not the wine, but it was what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one, the last, Jesus Christ, God is going to pour that Spirit upon many flesh. You see? Now, let me come up here. Be very careful about what you do. Don't let anybody to deceive you. When you drink, it will help you. Be very, 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 very careful. At that time, there was no Holy Spirit in human being. Now, God has poured his Spirit upon all flesh right now. Go, take me to Joel again. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 28.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
Did you hear? This is what God was talking about. So when Jesus Christ was on this earth, nobody was having the Holy Spirit till he left. When he left, he sent Holy Spirit to come. That's the Pentecost day. You see, take me to John chapter 16, verse 7. Think so. Let me see something here. John chapter 16, verse 7.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Very good. Did you hear this? At that time, there was no Holy Spirit at that time. You see, so Jesus Christ said, I have to go first before the Holy Spirit come. It tells you at that time, there was no Holy Spirit. You see, there was no Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ was doing the demonstration for them to know what he's going to do after he gone. That's what John chapter 7, verse 40 and 37 was saying. That's those who believe in him will receive the living water. Will receive the living water. That living water is the water Jesus Christ had them to put inside the empty pot. That's the living water. So at that time I read John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38 or 39 or 10. No, you read. You will see that those people who are going to believe in him are going to receive the living water, which is the Holy Spirit, is written there. That take me there again. I love that quotation. Take me there again. John chapter 7, verse 37. Read to 39.
Yeah. Okay. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
What? Do you hear? Oh my God, I love this quotation. That is what? The living water. That living water is the one Jesus Christ was demonstrating in John chapter 2, the wedding feast. It was the living water. So my pastors out there, teach your people. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, ask God. Ask God in what? James chapter 1 verse 5. It says, they tell you James chapter 1 verse 5. Please, do your best. Respect God. Love Him. Don't think, you know, I'm a pastor. You're a pastor. I mean, I go, you are going to heaven. So be very careful. Tell James chapter 1 verse 5.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him.
Did you hear? If you don't have the knowledge, which is God's spirit knowledge, ask him and he's going to give it to you. But if you ask him and you're a sinner, he will not listen to you. Because God don't listen to sinners. I'll preach about that one also later. God don't listen to sinners. So the pastors, if you want to teach your church members about the mystery about God, you have to stop sin. Don't let your children dress like the way they want. Any pastor, any God people, if you let your children do what they want, I'm telling you, God's spirit will live and you will never understand the Holy Spirit. You will never understand God. Because why? You are a sinner. You don't obey Him. You don't obey God. So please, that living water is the one God performed it in the wedding feast. You see, how many people on this earth, like right now, who have drank alcohol or wine and repent and say, oh, now I'll repent? Nobody on this earth. Because when you drink alcohol, you will be wild, like talking whatever you know what you need to say. You see? Now let's see. When Jesus Christ performed the wonders, the Pharisees, the leader, he drank some of the wine. Jesus turned the water into wine. He drank some. We are going to find out. If you drink wine, can you repent? No. It was the Holy Spirit. It changed them. It transformed them. And they accepted Jesus Christ. Now, take me to go to they said John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. John chapter 3, verse 1. Read it.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
Nicodemus, go ahead.
A ruler of the Jews.
A ruler of the Jews.
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi.
Hold on. He said, this man came to Jesus in the night. Why did he come that time? Because everybody respect that man, that he took the law. So if they see him that this man is coming to Jesus Christ, they say, but then this man is not the Bible, why is he going to see Jesus Christ? You know what I'm saying? So he tried to dodge, you know, hide himself so that nobody will see him. So he came in the night. And when he came to, go ahead.
We know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
That's good. Do you hear this? This man came there. This man humbled himself to come and see Jesus Christ. You see, now, at the whole world, either president, or governor, or senator, or mayor, or judge, if you go to a church, please, don't try to bring your position in the church, because the church there is belong to God. God's spirit is there. Because we are the only being God is in it, so we go there, God is there. Don't go there and bring your post that I am a president, I am a governor. Manage yourself, calm down. Like the way Nicodemus did. Nicodemus was a ruler. Everybody respect him. That he was a what? He's a Pharisee. But when he came to Jesus Christ, he came down. He put all his position outside. So the leaders, the whole world, if you go to a church, don't try and go and look for the high chair to where it's at. Sit at the back. Calm down so that you can receive God's spirit on you. If you go to a church with your position, go to a church, God, I'm in the army, you wear army shirt and go to church. What is wrong with you? If you are mayor or the governor, come He hide and came in the night. Please, I want everybody to receive the Holy Spirit. So I have to tell the truth. So anybody have your position, please. I don't hate you. I love you. Calm down. If you go to a church, calm down. Be like a child. Don't let people to see that even you are the president, or you are the governor, or you are the senator, or you are the mayor. Go and hide somewhere and listen to the word of God and see what God's spirit is going to tell. So you can pick it up. But if you raise up yourself, God will bring you down. You see, I don't go far. I think I will stop here. And I'm going to preach tomorrow. Tomorrow too is going to be wonderful. Because I know God's spirit is going to speak through me. So that people will understand the mystery about the Bible. The Bible, no one can understand the Bible unless the Holy Spirit comes on you. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, He will give you the power and understanding of the Bible for you to understand everything. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love everyone. I don't hate anybody. As I always say, all the quotations, just write it down and do your research. If what I'm saying is true or it's not true, as like as chapter 17 verse 11 said, take me to as chapter 17 verse 11.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
Did you hear? Paul and Silas was teaching about the word of God. People were there at that time. They write everything down. When they go, they search through the scriptures to make sure that what Paul and Silas are saying is true. So please, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Take a pen and paper. Read the quotation there and ask God for understanding. And you will see that if what I'm saying is true or not. Thank you very much. God bless you. My sister, you have done a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Do you have anything to say? Are you going to greet your family? Or you have anything to say? If you have something, go ahead.
I have nothing today. I just appreciate being here. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You know, to do the word of God. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.